The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Randy Edsall. The Terrapins are 1-1 overall and host South Florida at noon Eastern time on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, came out of the game healthy the other day, and going to make a change at quarterback this week and go with Caleb Rowe, and then also start DJ Moore at wide receiver, as well as Tavon Jacobs. So we look forward to having a good week of practice and the opportunity to take on a tough South Florida football team.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Brian Finnegan with ESPN.com.
Hey, Randy. Just wondering what some of the problems you saw defensively were last week and how much, if any, of that you would attribute to having so many new starters and a new scheme over there.
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is this, is that, you know, once we start playing with good techniques and fundamentals, you know, then we'll be better on defense. You know, we just got guys that are, you know, just not using the proper techniques and eye discipline that we have to have in order to play some of the schemes that we're going against. And when we do, we're okay. But when we don't, it, you know, takes a toll on the whole defense. And that's really what we have to do, is just to for guys to have good eye discipline, do their job well, and if they do that, then we'll be better off. And then what we've got to do is we got to be able to get off the field on third down. We had plenty of opportunities last week to, you know, get off the field, and we didn't do that. We had some penalties that hurt us, offsides and pass interference. You know, those are the things we can't shoot ourselves in the foot, and we just got to play better fundamentals and use better technique.
And can you explain the change of quarterback and what you're hoping to see out of that?
Yeah, you know, Perry's a great kid. He worked really, really hard. But, again, there was some things there through the first two games, not just in this game, but through the first two games that we've seen where, you know, we need to take advantage of some things, and we got to be able to stretch the field, you know, in our passing game, both horizontally and vertically. And I think Caleb is a little bit better now that coming off of that knee injury. But, again, we just got to be able to be more balanced than what we have been, and we got to be able to put a pressure on the defense and some more ways than we were, and taking advantage of the shots that we had that we didn't get. So that's why I made the change. And Caleb will be number one, and Dax Garmon now is number two, and put DJ Moore in there at wide receiver because I thought he's been playing very, very well, and then also Tavon Jacobs. So, again, that gives us a little bit more speed, and it, I think, allows us to do more of the things that that we can do to take better advantage of our personnel.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yep.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Rob Oler with Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Randy.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, I know you're not happy with the way you played, but can you speak just to maybe the parity that's out there in college football today? Toledo goes down and, you know, beats Arkansas. I think a MAC team has beaten a Big Ten team each of the last 9 years. So while you're not pleased with your performance, it's getting tougher and tougher because of parity with, you know, even playing MAC schools, isn't it?
Well, again, I think that there's a lot of really good teams out there, and on any given weekend, you know, you've got to be ready to play. I also think that recruiting has something to do with it. I think some of this, all this early commitment, and everything else that you have, you know, maybe there's guys there that I know who develop, you know, between their junior and senior years. And, you know, some of the non, you know, Power 5 conferences don't, you know, maybe get as many early commitments. And so some of the guys that you get commitments from maybe aren't, don't do as well as they should, and some of these other guys that develop have a little bit, chip on their shoulder, a little bit hungrier, and so I think the talent base is, kind of evened out, not evened out, but I think there's where there's good players, and I think that's what happens, that's something that I think that, you got to be willing to take a look at from a recruiting standpoint, is that not to get all these maybe early commitments and be able to evaluate these guys through their junior year and their senior year. And because there's a lot of guys that really come on, and we found that out over the last 2 years with some kids. So that's one thing I don't want to do is fill up from a recruiting standpoint, because I think there are quite a few kids that really develop between that in their senior year, between their end of their junior year and the end of their senior year.
Thanks.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Brandon Ross really put up some strong numbers there in your last game. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen from him so far this year and kind of what you saw to him this past game?
Well, again, I think Brandon, the one thing is when Brandon in the first game had a really good game, had a lot of yards, and then so people were going to try to shut that part of it down and bring more people, into the box and force you to do some different things. And that was something that, we needed to do. But, Brandon is a really good running back who, works hard, and I think is, he'll continue to get better throughout the year.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All righty, appreciate it.